This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we come to the end of the 2023 harvest, Mother Nature is still throwing us a few curveballs to remind us how unhinged she's become. We've had warm days, cold days, and even some snow as we hope to wrap up. We'll talk more about harvest and improving soil and water quality with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Well, as harvest is wrapped up for many across the state, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg tells us what he's seen in his fields and what he's hearing from farmers across the state.
Yes, we have seen the first measurable snowfall in the state of Iowa. And, you know, we sort of knew this would happen, didn't we? That about the time we'd really need to get into harvest, then we'd start seeing precipitation. And unfortunately, that really has just how it's played out this fall.
You know, for the most part, though, we did have a nice long fall, at least here the last, you know, couple of weeks. But yeah, snow is falling. I mean, is how much we just got the crop progress numbers. I mean, looking out in your neck of the woods and hearing what you're hearing around the state, is it going to be a huge problem, or do we think it can melt off and we can get across the finish line okay?
No, I think we're going to be okay. You look at the 10-day forecast, we're going to get back into more mild temperatures, more seasonal. In fact, I think the outlook even would have us be a little warmer than normal. So, you know, we're in a cold snap now. We're going to see 50s next week. You know, obviously, we've still got a crop, you know, quarter of the corn still needs to come in. You know, we're just under 10% left on beans, you know, which is not unusual. We're right where we need to be. Although I do like to remind folks, and folks listening to this will know, there's a lot of work that gets done after the combine is in the shed, especially for our livestock producers. You know, that's where you can have some challenges of making those corn stalk bales or getting some tillage done. But by the way, it's been a great fall for cover crops. You know, where it had been so dry, would make one wonder whether you could even get something up and growing. As it turns out, yes, in fact, great cover crop seeding conditions, and we're starting to see those fields green up.
The long fall has definitely allowed us to get cover crops seeded and well established for next year.
Now, what I'm excited about is, you know, we're pushing that 4 million acre mark, which is huge. And by the way, yes, we have certainly invested in and cost share, and there's multiple ways that can happen through state programs, through the crop insurance discount program. You can sign up with USDA. There's some private sector payments out there, but just let's be clear, there's not 4 million acres worth of cost share being paid. What that tells me is that people are seeing the benefits, that they are, yes, using the cost share to get started or to de-risk those first experiences with it, but this is growing beyond our ability to cost share on it, which is a good thing, right? If we're going to see 4, 5, 6, 9 million acres of cover crops, that can't all be done on a cost share basis. So we are really seeing the gears catch, and folks are definitely seeing the benefits, and we're hearing lots of good stories. So we just need to keep doing more of it.
You can learn more about iDALS and what they're doing to reduce nitrates and improve our soil and water quality by taking a look at the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship website. We have more on this story at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.